Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Baltimore seeks review of the U.S. Supreme Court regarding an abortion ruling that didn't go their way, but frankly ended up the right way. And the issue is currently pending at the U.S. Supreme Court with one of our cases and three others. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, attorneys for the city of Baltimore have filed what's called a petition for review, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling of the Court of Appeals. Now, this Court of Appeals ruling struck down a law, an ordinance passed by the city of Baltimore that required essentially something very similar to what the issue is in California that was just argued before the United States Supreme Court. What is in the issue here in Baltimore is a law that ultimately requires these pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to post information about abortion as an alternative. I mean, this is unbelievable, Matt. This is the government telling a nonprofit ministry to post information about abortion when they're in the mission of exactly the opposite, saving lives rather than taking the lives of these innocent children.
It's so on its face a gross violation of the First Amendment. You cannot compel people to speak. This is compelling people to speak, and not only speak, but to voice an opinion that these individuals are vehemently opposed to. In other words, a pro-death position that the government supports in Baltimore versus a pro-life position that the Crisis Pregnancy Center support. It is on its face just a gross violation. It smacks of Joseph Stalin's Russia, not George Washington's America.
Yeah, and what happened in this case, the ordinance there passed by the city of Baltimore is actually less egregious by far than the California case that's currently before the United States Supreme Court. And notwithstanding, the Court of Appeals struck it down as a violation of the First Amendment. In Baltimore, the law requires the crisis pregnancy centers to notify the patients, to post a notice, that they do not offer abortion or birth control services. So we offer this, this, and this, but we don't offer abortion or birth control services. In other words, they wanted to shine the light on the fact that they don't offer abortion or birth control services. But on the other hand, they do not require the abortion clinics to say, we do not offer crisis pregnancy counseling. We do not help with prenatal care.
Adoption.
We do not help with or refer to adoption. They don't require that. So it's a one-sided thing.
Yeah.
The Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that this ordinance, I should say, unconstitutionally compelled the speech of these crisis pregnancy centers and therefore violated the First Amendment. Now, compare this case to California. That case was just argued. We have one of those cases pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. California requires, has gone much further.
Like a poster.
California's law requires that you post a notice at the entrance of the crisis pregnancy centers in the lobby.
48
in printed
point
material online in any advertisement. So if you have a billboard there, you have to post a 29-word, two-sentence statement, not saying you don't offer abortion, but telling people where they can go get their abortion along with the contact number where they can call to get their abortion. And, as you say, Holly, it has to be in 48-point font.
That's huge.
Take and your computer and write it up to 13 languages. So,
and how many words are we talking about? We're talking
29
paragraphs.
Words. 29.
Yeah, it's insane.
Now, you know, most people don't know what 48-point font is. We just don't write in 48-point
no,
font.
No, it's like a poster.
Yeah. Now, go ahead and
a billboard
at home while you're after this program. Go to your computer, write a sentence or two, and then expand it to 48-point font. It's going to go. This little two sentence is now going to go onto several pages. Now, make that same thing 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be in 13 different languages depending upon what county you're in.
You know, Matt, it was interesting when you were there at the, during the oral argument at the Supreme Court, what some of the justices said regarding this outrageous requirement.
Yeah, I think the whole oral argument turned on the question of this. And they asked the attorney representing California, and this came from some of the more liberal-leaning mm-hmm. justices like Sotomayor.
Yeah.
And the question was this. What happens if a crisis pregnancy center wants to have a billboard, and all they have on the billboard is at the bottom their name, ABC Crisis Pregnancy Center, or whatever it might be. And somewhere on there it says, choose life. That's all it says. Doesn't say that they're offering different kinds of counseling, just has a message, choose life. Does the law kick in? And they said, yes. So you mean that this message of choose life, two words, that activates the law. Now they have to have 48-point font language, and they have to, in fact, have 13 languages up there. And the answer was yes.
It's going to cause accidents right there.
Yes. Now, what they were incredulous by is saying, well, this is not just a notice. This overpowers the message. Your choose life message becomes swallowed in all this other language that is governed by the state. Now, the courts upheld that law, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, in contrast to this less egregious law, which is on the other side of the country, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals out of Virginia, out of Richmond. But that's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Matt, as you know, historically, the most reversed court in America. I mean, bar none, there's no close second. A court of appeals that makes a decision and the Supreme Court takes the case and reverses it.
More often than not, I forget
the
exact stats.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, they call it the Ninth Circus for a reason.
Yeah, it sits in San Francisco, California. Yeah,
it is the most most judicial activist, left-leaning circuit by far. I forget the exact statistic, but I think it's almost two-thirds of their cases are overturned by the Supreme Court.
Wow.
So they have taken all four cases. One of those cases is our case. We represent crisis pregnancy centers, and they are currently being held at the U.S. Supreme Court. The oral argument on one of those cases was actually heard a few weeks ago, and I was there at the oral argument. And I came away believing, you know, you never can tell, but I think in this particular way the oral argument went, I think this law is going to be struck down. And it may be surprising how many justices actually join. I don't think we're just going to have a slim 5-4 majority. I think it'll be more than that.
We definitely
very
need to pray.
Optimistic. But again, you know, pray because
it'll be June,
you never
right?
know.
June will hurt.
Probably because it was argued just a few weeks ago. So this will probably be one of those cases that they wait until the last week of June, which is the end of their term, to issue their decision. So big case, but it's good news that this other Court of Appeals, by the way, this case came down, the Court of Appeals decision came down during the time that our case was pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. So we added this case to our briefing. So they're obviously aware of it, and certainly they would be aware of it whether we added it or not because they do research. But this is a good decision. It sets up the conflict between the circuits, but it's the right decision.
And as you mentioned, it's the Fourth Circuit case out of Baltimore is far less egregious. So there's even a really higher threshold for the state to get over in California.
But guys, remember, now, as we talk about these cases and about this whole political scene, this ultimately comes down to lives of women and babies.
Right. I mean, at the end of all this legal issue are real people.
That's what's at stake here.
And the Planned Parenthood crowd and the legislators in California, like in Baltimore, they don't like women having choices.
Right.
They want them to only get one side of abortion. They don't want these nonprofit other ministries helping them make a choice for life. It is really a death culture. And what's at stake literally is a young little boy or girl helpless in the womb and a mother oftentimes misinformed who will be devastated once she realizes what she has done. And this little baby gets literally ripped apart as brutal as ISIS rips and tears and brutalizes people that you see all over the world. So pray for this case. It's our case currently pending at the U.S. Supreme Court and the other cases there. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance the mission of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also go and buy the brand new book by Kim Davis, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story, an inspiring read of how God transformed an unlikely candidate to be an international individual standing for truth and marriage. lc.org, Under God's Authority.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.